Monday evening to everybody. I am your host, Charles Levi, also known as Redfish Chuck. Thank you very much for joining me this evening. I am coming to you live from Duran Golf Course in Vieira, Florida. No, seriously, I really am. I'm sitting outside of the pro shop thingy and talking to you on my cell phone. Chip's running the board for me, so I'm not looking into the chat room. If anybody has any questions, hopefully Chip will pipe up and let me know. I think I have Mark the Landing Crew Wheeler listening in or talking in. Are you on there, buddy?
I'm Lima Chicken.
Sweet. So let me get to the things I usually get to first time, first thing in the show. February 10th through the 12th, we're having the Apopka Old Florida Outdoor Festival. I've been talking about it again now for about 2 or 3 months now. And if you haven't heard about it, take an opportunity after the show to check it out at oldfloridaoutdoorfestival.com for all your information. I know there's going to be two really good country music concerts they're going to be playing. You got Jake Owen and Tracy Lawrence. Jake Owen will be there Friday night. Tracy Lawrence will be there Saturday night. There's going to be shooting demonstrations, trick shooting demonstrations by world champion trick shooters, hunting seminars. There'll be ESPN Dock Dogs will be there having their dogs jump off the end of docks in the water. That's always fun. Fishing seminars from guys like Mark Sosin, Flip Pallet, Mark Nichols, the owner of DOA Lures, and a few others. I think Jim Ross is going to be there, one of the local captains. I'm pretty sure Blair Wiggins has just signed up to do some seminars as well. So it should be a good time. Have by all. I'll be there all weekend long in the Jackson Kayak booth. So if you are wandering around aimlessly waiting for a concert to start, or if you're waiting for buddies to show up, whatever, stop by the lake. We'll be down by the lake doing paddle demonstrations and fishing seminars and all kinds of stuff. There'll be a paddle demonstration or a fishing seminar from the kayaking area on the hour, every hour. So should be good times. I'll have a bunch of Jackson Kayak swag to pass out. I'll also have some Bending Branches swag to pass out as well. So stop by, tell me that you heard me on the show, and I'll hook you up with some fun stuff. But other than that, the following weekend, we have our Boondoggle, which is February 17th through the 20th down in Chokoloskee, Florida. If you are not signed up to join us down there, please do so. It should be a lot of fun. I think right now we're looking at probably 30 to 40 people at least. So it should be a lot of fun. We got some really cool things planned for the days while we're there. We're going to be doing a lot of backwater fishing. If you don't know anything about Chokoloskee, it's in the 10,000 islands down on the southwest coast of Florida. You should find some snook, hopefully some tarpon, some baby groupers up in the mangroves. Mangrove snappers, all kinds of stuff. So it'll be a good time. One of the things that I'm putting together, or me and Chip, I guess, are putting together, is a raffle deal where everybody that shows up to the Boondoggle will get a raffle ticket, and we'll make prize packs according to how many people we have, and everybody will walk away with something. I got a bunch of really good prizes set up already, hookup jigs is sending down a bunch of stuff, Bending Branches is sending down a bunch of swag, I think I got Riptide Plastics, just a pile of stuff. The list is huge. I should have wrote it down, but I got just a ton of things to bring down, so it'll be a lot of fun. But anyhow, enough about that. Let's get into what's going on fishing-wise. I mean, after all, this is a fishing show. In my neck of the woods over here on the Space Coast of Florida, we've got an incredible trout bite right now going on in both the Indian and Banana Rivers, all up and down the coast from Sebastian all the way up through Titusville. Most of these trout are pushing the 18 to 25, 26-inch range, and there's a ton of them that are over that. So be on the lookout for that. The bigger fish seem to be staging in a lot shallower water than the smaller ones. And the big fish I'm referring to are like the 30-plus inch fish, just absolute giants. They're in 6 to 8 inches of water. And so It should be a good time. I went out the other day trying to get on some fish, and I was able to find some redfish and some trout. Only got one redfish to bite. It was about a 28-incher and had a 22-inch trout. So nothing for my little tournament that I'm in. Last time I checked, I was in third, which, whatever. It is what it is. But, you know, it's been good. Other things going on. There's been a really good flounder bite in and around Port Canaveral. There's been a bunch of sheephead being caught as well. There's some triple tail out of the buoy lines of Port Canaveral. If the wind lays down and the ocean gets calm enough, we could paddle out there to the buoys and wear out some triple tail. What else? Let's see. Oh, big giant black drum. There's saw Aaron, who's usually on the show in the chat room. Aaron caught a real nice black drum right there in Titusville. So kudos to him. And I think he caught it on artificial as well. So that's pretty awesome. There's been a couple of big schools working up in the Titusville area. So if you get a chance to make it down this way, feel free to email me at chuckskayakadventures@hotmail.com. And I'll be more than happy to give you some information on where those fish are at. The reds have been a little bit spooky. They've been a little skittish. My buddy Scott Ross saw a bunch of reds today, and most of the fish just weren't interested. They were spooking around and just being weird. So we've had some kind of unexpected weather this winter down here. We've had cold weeks, and then they're backed by 80-plus degree weather, so, you know, the water gets cold, then it gets a little bit warmer and gets cold again. These fish are, I think, pretty confused about what's going on. They should all be in a wintertime pattern right now, and it's more like spring. So, but the water's cleaning up. The further south you go in the Indian River Lagoon, you're going to find clear water. There's a lot of plankton up in the north end, and I think that has a lot to do with the fact that you're so close to the Mosquito Lagoon. The Mosquito Lagoon, the salinity is a lot higher. So that plankton can really kind of flourish up there, keeping the water kind of dirty. It's not muddy. It's just dirty with the plankton. So if you get a chance to fish up that way, you know, be take your time and just kind of like, you know, look for fish that might just be laying up in grass and such. But other than that, that's pretty much it. I haven't done anything on the freshwater side. I know a friend of the show, Steve Chapman, and Captain Mike Ortego have been wearing out the shad and the specks in the St. John's River. So it's been really good. I mean, those guys are saying that it's the most ridiculous fishing they've seen in years. So I'm really hoping to be able to get out there and do some of that here in the near future. So Mark, have you done any fishing in the last week or over the weekend?
No, I've been relegated to, non-fishing because I don't want to paddle anything else but my Jacksons that are coming. So, you know, trying to stay true to that, you know, peace out my homies kind of thing. But,
Just say peace out my homies.
Oh, I really just did, yes.
That's awesome.
Try the veal. That's what I've been relegated to. Mostly now is just get my tackle ready, you know. Make sure I've got everything, and if I don't have it, you know, what do I need to have it kind of thing, you know what I mean? So.
All right. Well, I mean, I was going through all my stuff the other day. I'm sitting in the garage, and I'm looking at all the fly rods and all the spinner rods and stuff, and I'm trying to figure out what all I'm going to bring with me and what can stay at home. And I have a tendency when I go on fishing trips to bring too much stuff, but I'm packing a whole lot of fishing gear for this trip. One of the things that I'm going to add to my little selection of items is an anchor, like a true anchor, not just a stick-it pole.
Right.
I think that might be a good idea for down there, especially when we're fishing the tides. I don't know. If you stick a stick-out pole off the side of your kayak and you're sitting sideways in an outgoing tide, I don't know how much fun that'll be. So that might be something to think about. We might want to try and buy yourself an anchor system and put it off the nose of the boat so when the tide starts moving, you're pointed in the right direction.
Right.
So Most, you can find those little anchors, the little claw anchors, you know, the ones that foldable style, at most of your kayak shops. Here locally, we actually have an Ace Hardware near to us that carries them. And, you know, I'm going to get an anchor, and I'll probably get about 25, 30 feet of rope for each boat so that we can really kind of get away from the anchor a little bit. It should be good. But, yeah, so, you know, I mean, it's just another little thing to add to the stuff to bring with me. But, you know, we're only fishing in a couple feet of water, from what I understand. So I don't think you're going to have a whole lot, but I think 25 feet will be plenty. I'm not trying to anchor like Isaac the Nothing Miller does over in Oregon in 150 foot of water or whatever.
No.
But, yeah, should be a good time, man. Should be a great time down there. One of the other things I thought about, sun gloves. I don't know how many of you guys wear sun gloves or own sun gloves, but Chip let me borrow a pair last time they were down here, and it was great, and it kept the sun off my hands. And I usually have a problem with getting my tops of my hands sunburnt from paddling all day. But I found a pair of sun gloves at a local shop to me, Harry Goods, and they're pretty nice. I think they're SPF like 20 or something like that, or no, I think they're SPF 40. But anyway, those would be really nice. So I got my wife a pair. I got a pair. My wife's got a brand new buff that she's bringing with her, which will be really good for her, which is something else you guys might want to think about. What else? She's got a ton of new Columbia shirts, the nice fishing shirts, the SPF style. But definitely bring down some sunscreen, especially you guys staying in tents, because you're going to get fried. So this Florida sun, if you haven't been down here yet, you're going to join us at the Boondoggle, is brutal. It doesn't take very long to get roasted. So, yeah, that sounds, you know. My problem, I think, really, too, is trying to narrow down my tackle selection and be kind of realistic about the situation. But I'm definitely bringing down a six-weight fly rod, an eight-weight fly rod, and a 12-weight fly rod in case we find any tarpon. And I'll have, two spinner rods for me, two spinner rods for my wife, and three shark rigs. I think I'm bringing an extra shark rig down for you or somebody.
Not me. I got more than enough shark rig.
yeah. I don't know. So I'm bringing it down for somebody. Anyway, we'll figure it out, I guess, when we get there. But, yeah, it should be good times, man. If you guys just tuned into the show, that's the 17th through the 20th of February down in Chokoleski. So you can make your reservations if you want to stay down there with us at Chokoleski. I think it's Chokoleski.com, isn't it?
Chokoleski.com, Chokoleski Island Park, and Linda is the hostess there. Calls us boondoggies or something like that. So
yeah. I got my receipt from paying for our efficiency, and it said the boondoggies. So I thought that was kind of funny. We're boondoggies. So
I think we should call her next week or something. Next Thursday's show, I'll give her a call and see how things are shaping up down there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Let me give you a heads up. We've got in the chat room, we've got Black Fly Guy, Daryl A2A, Florida Sportsman, Hammerhead 74, James Short, Mark Lozier, RJ Vermont, Rob Choi, Salt Warrior, Scuba Stan, Steve Chapman, Chris Lally, she's in there, the other Lozier. RJ Vermont, that's Rich Jones. He lives down there in Everglades City and has been posting some freaking awesome pictures of big snook, man. I mean, they're not snook, they're snook. They are monsters. So I'm like stoked. I hope him and Jim Van Pelt there and Benita Bob have been catching some too, and it's like stinking. Don't be making them all hook shy, right? Leave a few for
right.
us.
That's right.
We got to put some holes in their face.
You beat me to it.
Yeah. But thanks for everybody showing up. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you, Chip, very much for running the board tonight. It was kind of unexpected. I told a buddy of mine I'd play in this little golf tournament with him last week, and he told me the date, but he didn't tell me the day, and I'm horrible with that. So I looked at my phone this morning because I heard an alert go off, and I looked down and it says golf today, and I'm like, oh, great. So awesome. But anyway, cool. Well, let's see. What else can we talk about? I think
we should get into other essentials, you know, understanding, you know, what's really, you know, what else you're going to need next to the fishing tackle, and, you know, a tent and a sleeping bag, you know, water, first aid kit, stuff like that.
Right. I think that I've never been down there before. It's the first time I'll be down there. I don't exactly know what the supermarket situation would be like, if there is one near there. I'm sure there is. People got to live down there, right? So, but I would definitely pack a ton of water. If you've got a Walmart or something like that near you, go grab at least 2 or 3 cases, I would say, of water. You're probably going to go through at least that many. Bug spray still, I would bring it down there with you just in case. I know that it's cooler down there, but, you know, it is right near the Everglades. So, I mean, I don't feel like getting carried away if I can help it. Thermocells work good in your kayak. If you have a dry kayak, get yourself a couple thermocells instead of underneath your seat or around your leg or whatever, and that'll keep the mosquitoes off you pretty good. But suntan stuff, man, just, you know, remember to bring down stuff that's going to keep the sun off you, because that's going to be really, really important. I know we're not allowed to do big fires, so don't bother bringing down a truckload of firewood. I wouldn't mess with that too much. And as far as food goes, Chip, are we doing a schedule? I know you posted a little bit about it in Yak Angler, but are we doing a meet and greet dinner like the first night, or is that going to be Saturday? Or
well, Friday you just usually, you know, when everybody's rolling in, and I know that my team and the Yak Sushi group will be arriving. Probably, I think we'll probably get there sometime around 4:30, 5:30. So Friday night's usually kind of on your own. We'll show up, and I'm sure Mr. Becker and Haywood will already be out on the pier soaking some bait out there. But Saturday, we will try to get together and do something as far as, you know, kind of a potluck. And then
I know you got a special guest coming down.
Special guest.
Don't you have a special guest coming down to talk about a product?
Well, we've got Nate from Swoosh is going to come down and join us. He's just coming down to meet and greet folks. First time kayak fishing, so we invited him down. There's no formal time there for him to talk. He'll probably just be moseying around looking at all the different kayaks and stuff, and we encourage everybody to do that. You know, that's kind of the thing, is to get together, and you'll have folks there that are, you know, that guide and fish almost professionally, folks who've won, you know, good tournaments and stuff like that, and there'll be some locals around, I'm sure. I hope that Mr. Jones and some of the other locals, Haywood fishes down there, Bonita Bob and Jim Van Pelt, they're all fishing down in that area. So there'll be lots of local knowledge that we'll be able to work with. And then, like I said, Saturday and Sunday evenings, we'll probably get together. We've got the pavilion scheduled. We've got it penciled in for the Boondoggle right there at CIP. And folks just bring in some food. Hopefully we can find a local source for some seafood, you know, if we never guarantee that we catch anything, you know. I always, you know, like when we go to Cedar Key or something, we like to pick up some stone crab claws and some shrimp and things like that. So
hopefully bring your safety glasses.
Yes, exactly. Safety glasses. But
Mr. Becker.
Yeah, Becker's with us.
Mr. Becker, how are you, sir?
I am doing well, thank you. How are you out there on the links?
I stunk it up a little bit, but it's fun, man. It's always fun to get out here and hit a couple of round balls around, chase them around like an idiot. So it's good times.
Thank you very much
for joining us.
It's my pleasure to be here, as always, or at least frequently,
man,
as I can.
Thanks, buddy. I think Steve Chapman's going to try and join us from Fishing Florida Radio, but he's going to bring down his boat, which could make things very interesting. At least then we know we might get something from the Gulf, maybe a shallow reef or wreck or something. He'll run out there and supply some sort of a dinner for us. I'm throwing him underneath the bus right now. But I think there's going to be a VIP dinner, a VIP meet and greet with Steve Chapman, for those of you that want your picture taken with the man, the myth, the legend. No, I'm just kidding. He just sent me a text and said, asked about a VIP dinner. So, whatever, thought it was funny. Let's see. I reached out to Mark Nichols from DOA. I know I'm going to see Mark Nichols the weekend prior at the Old Florida Festival. But I reached out to him via Facebook to see if he might would be interested in joining us. I know Jared McBride, who is his right-hand guy, is going to be out of the country, I guess, that weekend, so he won't be available to come on over. But I definitely extended it over to Mark. Maybe he might show up. That'd be cool. Maybe get him to talk a little bit about DOA or give us a little seminar or something. That'd be fun. But, yeah, I mean, it's just been – it's been crazy. I've been really trying to hone in as many companies that might would be interested in donating something to us. I'm working right now also on getting every kid that shows up at the Boondoggle a rod and reel combo. I'm working on it. It hasn't been set in stone yet. But I'm talking with my friend Brian from Penn and see if maybe we can't pull that off. That'd be really cool. If all the kids that showed up got a rod and reel and little tackle box full of goodies. So,
you know, I saw that Juan Verut from Kayak Fishing PA on Facebook the other day. He was sporting a Popeil pocket fisherman, you know, the Ronco pocket fisherman thing. And
yeah.
I actually did some checking into it, and they still sell those. They actually have a new version that they're selling now at Ronco.com. And I thought, you know, that'd be cool at a Boondoggle that we should have, like, you know, maybe a half a dozen or so of those things and have a little, you know, fishing contest on, see who could catch the biggest fish with a Ronco pocket fisherman or something, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know what? That's actually pretty popular up here. We use the Mighty Mites, I think they're called. They're like
the ones with the little five. Metal, the little metal things, the metal
rods. Yeah,
rod.
They're like little metal rods, but they have like I don't know. They're not even a size 1,000 spinning reel. They're like a size 500 spinning reel. They're little tiny, you know, like micro light stuff. But we do that over here so you can catch the biggest fish on those things. And you'd be surprised, man. Guys will put like 7 wraps of 80-pound Power Pro on the spool and try to catch like a giant drum or whatever. But that's a good idea, man. We should try that. Or at least maybe even dumb it down even more and like cane pole it. You know, bug stick or something like that. That'd be fun.
Mm.
Yeah,
I got a couple of Cuban reels we could try.
Hey, I'm game.
A Goliath grouper on a Cuban reel, right?
At night when we're shark fishing, dude, see who's man enough to haul in like an 8-foot bull shark or something on a Cuban reel.
Yeah, and this just then, Florida Sportsman piped up in the chat room there and says, Florida Sportsman is in for some books, charts, and goodies at the Boondoggle. They'll be giving you a call, Chuck.
Sweet.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to probably say that is that's probably Mr. Jeff Weekly, I'm hoping, that's in the chat room there. And I appreciate that very much. It's killer. Yeah, if you guys haven't checked out FloridaSportsman.com, it's a great resource for all things fishing in the state of Florida. In fact, they have a hunting section on their forums as well. And one of the things they're coming out with here shortly is a new kayak fishing book, kind of like going over everything that goes on here in the state of Florida as far as kayak fishing is related. And, you know, I personally own the Redfish Florida Sportsman book. I think I have the Sea Trout book, and I've got the Dolphin book. And all of them are just great, great reads, man. And I think that they come – I know that the ones I have now come with DVDs. I'm not sure if the kayak book is going to come with a DVD as well. But it's great stuff, man. I've been a member of Florida Sportsman's Forums since, I don't know, man, like 91 or 92 or maybe not that long. More like 2001 or 2002, but it's a great resource, man. And I definitely appreciate you guys stepping up and doing that. That's really cool. Let's see, what else? I'm drawing a blank. What do you guys want to talk about?
Well, I posted up in the just so that folks can that are listening, if you want to get some more information on the boondoggle, yakangler.com/boondoggle or kayakfishingradio.com/boondoggle. And I also made a post. We have a thread going right now on yakangler.com for the boondoggle checklist as far as things you need to be thinking about. And I made a suggestion tonight with a couple of points that I made on about being prepared for safety. And that's going to be our number one issue. This is our third boondoggle, and knock on wood, and you know, it's just because we've done good planning and we've had good people, and everybody has taken responsibility for their own safety. And it's just really important that people think about it, and not by design, but shortly after we get in the water, you know, we'll have 20, 30, 40, maybe 50 kayaks out there, and we'll start spreading out as it goes along. And it's not by design, but it's kind of by necessity, because if we all stayed together, it would wind up being an eco tour more than something that you just fish. So, and there's going to be groups of folks that this is their first time out in a very remote area, and I've checked the Verizon and AT&T cell coverage maps. So I wouldn't guarantee that your iPhone or your Android device is going to be worth much as far as being able to provide you with some good information there. If you don't have a GPS and you don't have a marine VHF radio, I would suggest that you might invest in one. I used some eBay bucks that I had saved up and got a third radio so that all the members of my party will have one hanging on their PFD. Also remember that PFDs and signaling devices are part of your required equipment for kayaking in Florida waters. Lights at night, if you're going to be out there, I wouldn't suggest being out there at night. This may be the first time that some people have been in a remote area, as remote as Chokoloskee is in the 10,000 islands. It's very easy out there to go around one side of what you think is just a small mangrove section, and next thing you know, you're in a whole nother world out there. Very easy to get lost. So buddy system will be a priority. And make sure that you always stay within sight of somebody else. Don't ever get out there and get alone. It's a lot more fun to complain to somebody else when you get lost and you're drugging through the mud there. And RJ Vermont, actually just piped up and said the spot GPS locator, and that's a good idea too if you've got one, to bring it with you and have it on your possession. So it can happen to anybody, you know. And so many times we see these events, you know, that are tragic, and we sit around, you know, an armchair quarterback and go, man, what were they thinking? You know, that's so silly. And what happens is you get in a big group of people, and you kind of get a false sense of security because you think everybody else knows what they're doing, and if you just follow them, everything will be okay. Well, I'm here to tell you, it wouldn't be the first time that two pilots in an airplane, and one pilot thought the other guy was flying the airplane, and the other guy thought the same thing. So if there's a question, there should be no question. You know, safety is priority, and everybody's there to have a good time, and we can't have a good time if somebody gets hurt or gets lost and we got to go looking for them. So, my two cents.
No, very good. Very good. And that kind of leads into another point that I was making with the anchor system. think about that, because we're going to be dealing with water that's moving. We're dealing with tides and stuff. I know you guys that were boondoggling up in Jacksonville have to experience the unpleasantness of being out in an area where you shouldn't be when the tide leaves. So I don't think there's as significant of a tide down there, but still, it is a tide to deal with. So if you've got young kids, they're going to be down there with us, paddling along with us and that kind of thing. Might think about having a tow rope available for them in case they get fatigued paddling with the current or against the current or what have you. Or even if they just get fatigued from being away from where we are. I plan on paddling, as I always do, a good ways away from the launch. It's just my style. And my wife actually asked me how far I plan on paddling when we're there, because she knows how I can get. And I told her, I said, I was assured that I'll find a nice place for you to sit and soak some dead baits while I go off and look for a little bit of more of an adventure. But that's a good point, Chip. I like that with the radio. I don't personally own a handheld VHF radio, believe it or not. But when Uncle Sam decides to give me back my money, then I will be doing that. I will be purchasing at least two of them, one for the wife. So it's a good tip. Very good. But what else is new and exciting? Anything? What's going on with you, Chip? Well, anything new? I know you got a new vessel. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I got a new vessel. Gave a little sneak preview of it on the site the other day of the Ultimate 14.5 there that we're rigging up, and will be included along with the livery that I'll be dragging with me. The good folks at Malone Auto Racks will be joining me. Colin Malone will be joining me on Thursday night to discuss the options that you have for trailering or rooftopping your kayak or your canoes or whatever. He'll be joining me Thursday night to talk about that. So hopefully we have a good discussion on that. Some of the folks that are showing up for the boondoggle, I know we got Hammerhead, who's coming from New Hampshire, and we've got folks that
Salt Warriors coming up from Louisiana.
Salt Warriors coming from Venice. So, but this may be the furthest that some folks have ever toted their kayaks with them, you know, and it would not be fun to lose your kayak on the way to the boondoggle. So it'd make for a great story on Saturday night, but I think that it'd be better for you to make it all the way there with your toys.
Very good. Well, and that's also too another concern that I have with toting down an extra boat. I'm bringing down my two Cudas and my wife's Native Ultimate. And my wife has a Native Ultimate. Calm down, Jackson people, because the big tuna is not available yet. Once the big tuna comes available, then I'm going to try and convince my wife it's a good idea to sell her Ultimate so she can be in one of those. But anyhow, I'm bringing down an extra boat for Adam from Yak Angler. So I don't have a trailer. I'll be doing the Christmas tree stacking job in the back of the truck, and I've done it before. It's just a matter of using more straps than humanly possible and saying a nice little prayer to the kayak gods before I get into the truck for the long trip down. I plan on leaving my house in Brevard County around maybe 6 in the morning to give me some time to get down there. I know it's not going to take too terribly long to get down there, but I think the last time I looked, it's a little over 4 hours to get there from my house. But I plan on stopping a few times at any kind of waterway that looks fishy. Alligator Alley is a long drive, and so if there's a ditch that looks like it needs to be fished, I will have rods ready for that. So I'm super excited about it, man. I've been lucky, man. The last couple of weeks, we've had quite a few people come in to Hanlon Fishing Supply and talk to me about the new kayakers, people who just got in it, people who have been seasoned in it for a while. So we might get a couple of extra guests joining us from my area, folks that I've talked to in the last couple of weeks. So it seems that I hear at least two or three new people wanting to join up with us a week. I don't know if they're really going to go, but you know, I'm getting that vibe from the folks to talk to here. So hopefully we can make this the biggest boondoggle that we've had yet. And then the next boondoggle, I think, It'll be good. Very good. But this was an issue I ran into the other day when I was on the water. The wind picked up tremendously from the time that I launched to the time that I decided it was enough and I needed to go back because I was blowing across the surface at like 20 knots. Think about even possibly bringing with you a 5-gallon bucket with holes drilled in it, or go out and get yourself a drift sock, something you can hang off the side of your kayak that'll slow you down while you're drifting. That might be a useful tool. That's the one thing I hate more than anything is to drift too fast across an area and not have enough time to fish it right and blow over top of fish or blow past fish that you see, and you don't want to put your paddle in the water to spook them and turn around and go back at them. So I'm definitely going to be figuring out some sort of a solution to that problem. I do like to drift fish quite a bit. So when I'm not on anchor, I'll be doing a lot of that. So that might be something to think about as well, either a small sea anchor or like a 5-gallon bucket with a couple of holes drilled in the bottom of it will work pretty good too. That wind that picked up on me the other day was pretty bad. It was straight out of the north when I started. So I went to the south side of one of our causeways and started fishing there, and I had a lot of really nice wind protection there. And then it shifted just a few degrees, and it was horrible. I pulled a me and you, Chip. I got out of the kayak, and I just started walking because it just didn't even make sense to try and paddle into it.
Yeah, wear yourself out.
Yeah, it got rough and kind of crappy, and you know, I wasn't taking a whole lot of water in the boat, but it was just, you know, I sit in the high position in the Jackson. I'm a big fella. You guys will see me there at the boondoggle. I'm about 6 foot and 250 pounds, so I'm kind of like a sail sitting up there, up off the deck. So it just made more sense to just get out and walk. And I walked probably a good, I don't know, half a mile, maybe a mile. And then I decided, all right, it's enough of this. Let's start paddling again. But foot protection, footwear protection, that's another thing that might be good to bring down with you. Some sort of a water sock or water shoe, wading boots if you got them. I know Haywood will probably have his sweet Sims wading boots with him. Neoprene booties aren't bad if we're in sand, but there's a lot of oysters down there from what I understand. That might not be such a good idea. Or even just go to, like, Payless Shoes and buy yourself a pair of just cheap tennis shoes that you can, you know, tie down tight to your feet and walk around in. Because it is Florida, and there are stingrays here, and they will stick you. So that's a pretty good tip. I know there's supposed to be, like, really good shelling to be done out on the outer islands of the Chukalusky area. For those of you folks that like seashells and whatnot, I know the kids have a big kick out of that, and some of the ladies too. So that footwear will come in handy for that. So, but other than that, I know it's a little early, but I'm going to call it good. I'm running out of things to talk about, and I wasn't totally prepared, and I don't want to give you guys a bad show. So we'll pick back up again next week, next Monday night. Same time, 8:00 Eastern. But real quick, let me run through the list of people to try and do some supporting to. They're big supporters of the show and of Kayak Fishing Radio and YakAngler.com and of the Boondoggle itself. Captain Mike Ortego at Tackle Webs. Guys, check out TackleWebs.com. It's a great tackle storage solution for just about any kayak. I've actually used mine on the bottom of my Jackson Cuda seat to give me some extra storage up underneath the seat when I'm in the high position. When I'm in the low position, I just strap to the back of the seat itself and have just a little bit extra, you know, back storage, dry storage. So check out Tackle Webs for that. Let's see. Fish in Florida Radio, those guys are big supporters of everything that we've got going on. Steve Chapman and Boudreaux. And again, Captain Mike Ortego, those guys are great people, man. Steve Chapman has really stepped up, and he's doing a lot for us for the Boondoggle. He's really come through and helped me out in getting some prizes together for the raffle. So kudos to those guys. Listen to their show. You can listen to it all over the country. It's live streaming on the internet at fishingfloridaradio.com or 740 The Game. I think it's 740thegame.com. So those guys, obviously Jackson Kayaks and Yeti Coolers and yakangler.com is your ultimate kayak fishing resource for all things kayak fishing related. If you guys are not members of yakangler.com, please become members. It's free. Those guys are great. They, Adam and Mark really bust their tails on putting together a really good site for us that kind of is like a one-stop shop. Floridasportsman.com, another great forum. Check out the No Motor Zone section of the actually, now it's not the No Motor Zone section. Now they've changed it, and I think it's just Paddlecraft is the section that you go to now. They've just recently redone their website, and look for, they've got some webisodes coming out soon, some web TV type stuff. Really interesting things going on. And then also, too, as soon as I get word from Jeff that that book is ready to be put out there, we'll try and get a couple of maybe some books to give away on the show. But other than that, guys, Boonville again, it's the 17th through the 20th of February down there in Chokoloskee. Check out Kayak Fishing Radio /Boondoggle or yakangler.com/Boondoggle for all the information regarding that. Chokoloskee.com for the Chokoloskee Island Park for reservations. I know it was getting tight, so if you're on the fence about going, you might want to kind of make up your mind if you want to stay with us here on the park. Otherwise, I know there's accommodations pretty close.
I think that Redfish Jax is looking for a partner too for his site. His buddy backed out, so there's a possibility he could. He's got a tent site, I think. So, but let me jump in real quick and say thanks to Florida Sportsman. You guys check out their site. Also, Rich Jones, RJ Vermont. Check him out. He's got a blog spot, Kayak Fishing the Everglades. Some really cool pictures and some really sweet pictures of some big fish that he's been doing down there the last few days. He's out of Everglades City, and we look forward to meeting him. And that's about it. Thanks, man. It's been fun.
Yeah, very cool. Thank you, Chip, very much for running the board. Thank you, everybody in the room and guys on the phone that joined me. And I look forward to it again, doing it again next week. And with that, tight lines, light winds, and be safe, guys. We'll talk to you next week.